You're listening to the Grumpy Old Comedians Podcast with Gary Hu, Darren Sanders and Mick Meredith.
Do you guys watch cooking shows at all?
Yeah,
or not?
I love it.
Do
love
you?
It. Love it.
Really? Do you take any tips?
Yep. I go and cook it straight away.
Rubbish.
I do.
Do you?
I do. I write it all down and then I go to the shop because my life's boring.
Oh. I don't even do things like use strainers. I use a fork to strain pasta, things like that. You know, when you got to get out. I'm like, remember, I think we were talking the other week about the less clutter you have in the kitchen, you know, and you wash up as you go.
Yeah.
These shows are different. If I'm on one of these shows, you can bring out every pot and pan and some other guy comes out and cleans it up.
Yeah.
But when you clean it up yourself, you think, nah.
I love a cooking show, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I watched on the other night.
I've never watched one.
Oh, I love it. I could live on it.
I like cooking.
Yeah, I like cooking.
I don't think you need to watch any of those shows to learn.
Yeah, well, I do, okay. I like watching it.
Well, you're a fool.
What's your favourite dish to make?
I love cooking Thai.
Yeah?
Mm.
Too cheap to go to the Thai shop and get it done by someone from Thailand.
Well, that's true, but...
I wouldn't cook. Well, I do cook Thai.
There's something about when you make a Thai dish and it tastes like it's supposed to, you feel pretty good about
you're
it.
Right, yeah.
You buy the right cans.
And women love it. Women love it when you say, oh, I'll cook you some Thai.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Jesus, yeah.
Yeah. What's your dish, Mick?
What's my dish?
Yeah, what's your go-to dish?
I made a fantastic spag bowl the other day.
Yeah?
Everyone that tastes my spag bowl goes, what's in that?
I make a champion.
Yeah. Use chili?
Spaghetti, yes.
We should have a cook-off.
A spag-off.
Yeah. I make, this is the one that women love when you say, I'll make you a lemon Thai.
And you have to say it with that air of nonchalance.
A lemon Thai prawn dish. That's just...
Do you make desserts too?
No,
I don't even eat desserts.
They don't interest me at all, eh? Really?
My booby buddy loves making a dessert. Yeah. She's got a Thermomix.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
What is a Thermomix?
I don't know.
It just mixes stuff.
Yeah,
it's a mixer.
Mixes,
it's a blender.
Mixes and
it's
cooks.
A blender.
And cooks.
Is it? All right.
Cooks as well.
What?
I'm not allowed to touch it.
No?
Yeah, it's got a cover on it. It's got like a lock and key.
Remember she's people who used to do that with their cars?
Yeah.
They put a cover over their car. You go, what are you, an idiot?
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
That means you've gone on holiday, doesn't it?
But they do it every day. They come home, they lock the car up, then they put that on.
Yeah.
Get up in the morning, take it off.
Mm. On the Kingswood. Mm. On the Kingswood.
I don't even do the hot thing on the windscreen.
What's that?
Yeah, you know, it stops the heat coming in.
The demister.
No, the silver sheeting.
On the
dashboard.
Wow.
Well, there's not much point if you park it overnight.
No.
Well, if you're living in a hot area, it's the morning sun.
With the car recently, you guys live in units, though, but my front yard just spiders. I'm very scared of spiders.
Oh, me too. Anything?
My mirrors always have spider webs, my rear vision mirrors.
Yeah, they
love them.
When they crawl out.
Mm.
I had one on the front door the other day. It knocked. It was that big. Hello? And I opened the door like there's no one there. And then I realised this huge big huntsman on the door. And I'm like, ah! a whole can of Mortein.
Yeah. What about when you're driving along and one just drops down in front of you?
Yeah.
But that's no place to turn up, really, when you're driving.
But I sprayed this thing and it sort of dropped to the floor and then I like kicked it out the front door. Like nearly broke my toe. It was that big.
Yeah.
Then it landed on the front porch. Then I kicked it off the front porch and landed on the grass. Mm. I come back the next day. It was gone. So it's still alive.
Yeah.
It's like a super...
It's alive and it's...
super spider.
Spider's alive and he's pissed off.
Yeah.
How do spiders sit on the roof? How do they do that? If we do that, we fall off.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
How do they defy gravity?
They're sticky feet. If you had eight sticky legs...
Yeah. They're very light too.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even weigh anything, would they?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Millikilo.
A millikilo, is that a weight?
I don't know. I've been doing a lot of beer brewing and I know a lot of things about millikilo.
Oh.
Millikilo.
A millionth of a kilo.
Not as small as this spider. It was huge.
But I've always said anything with eight legs is up to no good.
Yeah.
You can't be like that around women, though, with spiders. You've got to...
she goes, there's a spider out there.
There's a spider out there. You can't go, oh, you're kidding.
You can.
You can't.
Not after you cooked them a nice Thai lemon prawn meal.
No, you've got to go out there and face that spider.
Yeah.
I was out fishing in my mate's boat and he's girlfriend was there, and there was a girl there that they'd set up for me. Oh. And he pulled the cover over the top, so he had a bit of shade. And he pulled it down, and he went, "Oh, Jesus." And you know when you know, when someone goes, "Oh, Jesus," you know, it's a big huntsman above your head.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I've dived, nearly pushed this girl, who I hardly knew, into the ocean, Port Stevens, and I dive. And dived on his girlfriend, and have never let it down.
Did you get to go out with her or what?
Maybe.
You mean she took you in after that?
Well, she needed, you know, women love to mother someone. Oh, he needs a cuddle, needs a little cuddle.
She older, was she?
She was very old. Oh, we need to cut that out.
Oh, no. You can't afford to be honest, can you?
No. Can't be honest. No, can't be honest. Can't be honest with a partner. Are you honest with your partner, Darren?
Yeah.
But you notice sometimes...
quite refreshing.
But you notice sometimes you've just got to lie sometimes, even though you don't want to lie.
Well, you'd have white lies, don't you? But but generally, I don't have to now.
No, but... they always,
or ever before in my life.
Well...
Yeah, you're a bit of a bullshit artist.
What?
You've just survived on bullshit, no, Sanders.
Rubbish. Yeah, I've gone second there.
Like that story about the spider was actually about you.
Yeah.
So who was she?
Huh?
Who was
I'm
it?
Not saying nothing. You record everything.
Yeah, it's not nice when you get home and listen to the podcast and go,
yeah.
Bastard kept that in.
I just get a text message off me booby buddy going, what were you talking about that for?
Here's Susan Lilly with Here on the Road, available on iTunes.
Nation, oh yeah.
you have any fascination in seeing celebrities naked?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, like which ones?
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's always seems that, that seems to be a big news point, you know. Some celebrity was topless at a beach, or, you know, you saw an ass crack of somebody, and that's that all of a sudden becomes newsworthy. I want to know why is that newsworthy, that somebody...
Do you ever look?
No.
You don't?
Well, it depends who it is.
Do you ever look,
guys? Well, I think...
Well, who is it, though? It depends who it is. But most of the time, you watch them in movies now, they're already out. Mm. So it's like... Yeah. But now people go out of the way, or even... was that Gone Girl? I watched that recently.
I watched that.
Who?
You know, Gone Girl.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Ben Affleck just, you know, it's just an actor. You know, he just turned around and he had half a schlong hanging out.
Half a schlong?
Yeah, you know, it just had it at that angle. And you go, well, all right, well, it was just part of the movie. You didn't think about it. I'm not going to then go, oh, look at that. You know, or...
Was there something wrong?
It's Batman's cock.
Was there something wrong with him? He only had half a schlong?
No. Well, it was just the angle that they shot it at. But I'm just saying, like, generally, that was just in a movie nobody cares. But if he went down the beach and all of a sudden that'd be on the front page of some magazine somewhere, shocking, controversial pictures, blah, blah, you know. Mm. It's just a dude naked. So, and same with women get naked. They get their boobs. So what? Why is it in society? It's these people and the media and, you know, radio shows and TV gossip and all that. Oh, look, so what?
Yeah, because we're turned into a bit of a porn world, haven't we? Everything's porn.
Mm. Yeah.
You ever been to a nude beach?
Yeah, I have once.
Yeah.
But I didn't get nude.
No.
I felt
that would have been odd then. People would have been looking at you going, well, look at that weirdo with his bathers on.
They have a great way of making you feel like a dirty person.
When you got your bathers on?
Because there's all shapes and sizes of those.
Have you been there? You been to one?
I've never been to one because I'm a bit of a perv. I couldn't help myself. I'd be shocking.
But no,
boobs. You wouldn't.
I'm telling you something, man. It's not what you think because the pretty ones aren't there.
Yeah.
Hey. Thank God for that.
Male or female.
I was about to sans clothes and down I go.
Yeah, yeah. No, you should go, though. Take.
That's good to have a look.
Have you been to one?
Yeah, we go all the time.
Gear off?
Yeah, all the time.
And get a gear off?
Yeah.
I might come down.
We go all the time. But
but I think there's
in the harbour. There's two right in the harbour. It's just a 10-minute drive.
Oh, that's the one I've been to.
And that's when you notice people pick up things differently.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Women bend their knees a lot more when they go to pick up things. Yeah, guys, for some reason, don't bend their knees and stand with their feet, you know, 4 foot apart and then just bend from the waist. It's like, dude, you know, there's
a lot of swinging.
Yeah. Felt like Rocky Balboa down there.
But, I mean, I wonder if you are allowed to, you know, saddle up alongside somebody, you know, and...
give it a go, see what happens.
Give it a go.
It's just a nude beach. It's not like a sex romp.
A swingers beach?
Yeah, it's not like a big
are
romp.
Are there swingers beaches?
But it's not like a big...
You ever been to a swingers night?
No. What are they like?
I've been invited. I didn't go.
Why not? Where'd you go? Which one?
It was me and someone we all know. You both know this person. He was ringing me up. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. Well, oh, man, really?
I'd be embarrassed if I ran into somebody.
See, that'd freak me out then. But if I'm
there. Seen someone you knew.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, like your wife.
Or they recognise you.
Yeah.
And they know your wife.
I know a few people have been to them before and they're quite famous and it doesn't seem to have affected their careers.
Doesn't matter.
Right. You know. I think because everybody else is there going, you know what? We really can't talk about this.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because, you know, Betty at the church is going to freak out. So.
None of us should be here.
Yeah, but they're all there. Mm.
Yeah.
And this is Red Lights, Bloodshot Eyes from Jordan C. Thomas. Available at jordancthomas.com. When was your first drink you ever had?
14.
14, was it? What, yeah. A beer or a...
No. I had a sip of beer.
Mine was a bottle of beer,
yeah.
And I got blind.
On one bottle?
One bottle.
Oh, if only you could do that now.
Big drink.
A long neck.
Yeah, all right, okay. Yeah.
I did the lick, sip, suck.
Yeah, yeah.
In a park at my mate's 16th,
yeah.
But I was 14.
Yeah.
Fucking crook.
I probably didn't have till I was 17.
Yeah. Really?
Pretty straight laced. Yeah.
You're not a big drinker, though, are you? Are you?
Well, at six,
I actually got a photo that would say no, that's wrong.
At 16, my mate and I, there used to be a big dance out west at Maryland's.
Mm.
Maryland's dance. It happened every month. But where we lived, there was this bottle shop that would shut. They'd shut the driveway, but there was always this gap. And they would have underneath, and you could put your hand in and grab whatever was there. Right. This particular night, we're going to the dance, and he says, oh, let's see what we can get a drink, you know. So we did. We go down there, put our arm, and he pulls out two big, large bottles of brown muscat.
Ooh.
Two, right? And we made this little thing together where we would open them on the train when we get on at Fairfield, go through to Maryland's, which is like three or four stops, and we had to drink that bottle by the time we got to Maryland's.
Jesus.
And we did. One each. When we got off Maryland's, I think we fell off.
Yeah. Fell off, yeah. On the old Red Rattler.
It's the first time and the only time I've ever experienced that saying, you know, walking on clouds.
Yeah.
I couldn't feel the ground. Kept falling over. Couldn't feel the ground. And He ended up in a truck. He didn't make it. I made it to the dance. I don't know how, but he ended up in a truck and ended up in Wollongong.
Because you love a chat when you're young and you're pissed.
And I ended up at the dance, right, and I'm falling all over the floor, and finally they kicked me out. And my mates put me in a cab with them, and I'm hanging out the cab, and I just remember spewing. Went over this bridge, and bang, it all came out. And the cab driver pulled up, you know, got out and gave me a dry rag, made me wipe it.
A dry rag.
And I'm wiping it.
Smeared it.
I'm falling in it. Yeah. I'm wiping it. Yeah. Finally, he pushed me away and said, "Get out! You're in Fairfield. Get the rest of it."
Yeah.
I end up sleeping in the shopping centre. In front of a jeweler's shop, I remember that. And then I woke up, it was about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and my mate's place wasn't very far from there, and they were having a party, his parents, and she was a nurse.
Mm.
Anyway, I get there, their party, everyone's leaving their party, you're right, I'm there, and I'm just atrocious. Yeah. I've got shit all over me. And I walk in, and she goes, "Oh, my God, what's happened?" She takes me in. She stripped me off and gave me a bath.
Really?
And washed me. And she
Fair dinkum.
And his mum was a hot looking.
Wow.
Oh, this is...
How old were you?
Yeah, I was 16.
Jesus. What?
And she must have
erection?
She must have been like 35.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I was enthralled, but I couldn't get her.
Was she nude too?
No.
Did she put on her nurse's outfit? Did you get her to do that?
No, she didn't. She didn't do that, unfortunately. Yeah. But I just remember thinking, oh, my goodness, she's washing my penis.
Really?
Did you vomit it on your penis?
Yes, I did.
You made sure you did.
Yeah, it was
you
great.
You actually had, and then she washed all around, and you went, bleh.
Just kept vomiting. Hang on, I got another one.
She put Band-Aids on it and everything. Yeah, and I grazed it in my travels.
Vomited on her boobs. So she started washing them. Boobs.
And, you know, like his dad was cool about it, you know. And she didn't.
Because he was filming it.
And back in those days, it would have been.
The only time I felt weird was when they brought in the donkey. But you know, she was really I'll never forget her, that woman. She was really lovely about it. And,
and a big shout out to Gary's mate's mum.
Yeah, well, they moved to Perth anyway. But anyway,
she's still doing it now.
When she's washed me and everything, she's given me pajamas and put me in pajamas. And she's gone, now where's Liam? You know, and I go, I don't know. You know. And she said, anyway, Liam turned up 2 days later.
Yeah, Jesus.
Right.
Did you embellish the story for him?
No, I didn't tell him what had happened. But I'll never forget that. Mm. And no, it wasn't really sexual or anything. It was she was being a nurse.
She'd been a thorough nurse.
God love her. And
Southern Comfort and Coke was my first vomit.
I couldn't until probably 10 years ago. I couldn't go near the smell of any spirits. From that night.
It's changed now, isn't it?
It has. It has.
You've been listening to the Grumpy Old Comedians podcast with Gary Hu, Darren Sanders and Mick Meredith.